WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Texas A&M has an interim president. Saturday morning, the Board of Regents came out of an executive session lasting nearly 2 hours and unanimously named Dean of the Agriculture School and System Vice Chancellor Mark Hussey. Regent Tony Busby of Houston disputed media reports that there was infighting about the appointment.
They've said it's a call to arms. They've said there's a clash or a face-off. A crisis. Texas A&M is known as having a long military tradition. We're very proud of that. But I don't think we're known for that.
Governor Perry, an Aggie graduate, had supported another vice chancellor who did not come from the classroom. Regents Chairman Phil Adams O'Brien spoke at the governor during the special meeting.
Our Governor Perry honored us in a great way by giving us this opportunity to serve these institutions in this system that we love so much. We know that after Dr. Lofton leaves the middle of January, we know we're going to be in good hands here at A&M with Dr. Hussey as our interim.
Chancellor John Sharp says Hussey was not seeking the A&M presidency on a permanent basis. There was no announcement who will take over for Hussey when he begins his new role January 14th, nor was there an update on the search for a permanent successor for Bowen Lofton. Two men are in the hospital after a shooting in Bryan Saturday night. Police report this was in a neighborhood near the junction of La Brisa and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Investigators say a fight between two groups who were involved in an ongoing dispute led to one man pulling out a gun and firing multiple shots. The victim's injuries are serious but not considered life-threatening. The gunman escaped the scene with a woman in a dark-colored Mitsubishi Galant. A fight before dawn Friday between several men led to a stabbing in College Station. Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says a man received multiple stab wounds outside an apartment complex near the intersection of Welsh and Southwest Parkway after a verbal argument got physical, and two men fled the scene on foot.
Our Criminal Investigations Division came out and began their investigation. They were able to get their side of the story, and at this point, we're working with our local prosecutor's office as we proceed forward with the investigation as to whether charges will or will not be filed.
Flieger says the victim's in the hospital being treated for his injuries, which are not life-threatening. Owners of rental residential properties in College Station are being asked to take a survey about potential charges to city changes to city regulations, and there are members of the city council who want more enforcement action. One example cited by Blanche Brick involves more than four unrelated occupants.
I think we have to be aware that there is a cost to this, but there is a greater cost in watching our neighborhoods disintegrate and not be safe for the kinds of families and the kind of students and renters who want to be responsible citizens.
Other ideas included changing the current registration process to requiring limit permits for rental homes. Discussion will continue when the council holds a retreat next month. Christmas is almost here, but as you deck your halls, be wary of fire hazards, especially electrical ones. William Bowles with the Bryan Fire Department says buying quality decorations and obeying the instructions can be a game changer.
Think about making sure that our decorations are up to the level they should be. Don't modify them. Buy UL-rated stuff. Whatever you put in your house, your investment, you're investing in its safety when you bring in some 49-cent decoration that's powered. So get some good stuff and read the instructions.
He says, don't connect more light strands than are recommended by the manufacturer and turn off your Christmas tree when you leave home or go to bed, which could prevent a major tragedy. Graduation weekend at Sam Houston State University included the deaths of three students and a fourth in the hospital. Sam Houston police received a report Saturday morning just before 5 of a single car crash with a vehicle resting against a university building. Students who were killed were from Houston, Brownsville, and San Juan. The student who was injured from the Woodlands was last listed in good condition at St. Joseph's in Bryan. Officials suspect speeding was a factor in the wreck, which closed the main routes in and out of campus for 4 hours. University officials say their counseling center is open today. For the second time this year, a Texas bank affiliated with the FDIC has failed. Federal regulators announced closing Texas Community Bank of the Woodlands. Over the weekend, the FDIC said two branches of the failed bank were taken over by College Station-based Spirit of Texas Bank. The failure of Texas Community Bank is expected to cost the federal insurance fund more than $10 million. Spirit of Texas Bank agreed to assume all of TCB's deposits, valued at $160 million, and more than $142 million in failed assets. And the Texas Enterprise Fund was established to attract businesses and jobs to Texas, but some have referred to it as Governor Perry's half-billion-dollar slush fund. Now, for the first time in the 10-year history of the fund, it's been audited. State Senator and gubernatorial candidate Wendy Davis says, with $490 million going to over 100 projects, it's time to check up.
We want, obviously, to continue to create partnerships to grow jobs, but we also want to make sure that the money that we use to do that is delivering.
There's currently $150 million left in the fund. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 38 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, guys, I called this man meeting to order. Look, the ladies run off and have their meetings in the privacy of the ladies' room. We're going to do it right here out in the open. First, whether you blew it or not last Christmas, because her mother said you did, I have a wrench to fix this nut. Boardwalk Spa. This place has everything a lady wants. Manicures, pedicures, that's for her feet, by the way. Facials and massages, even shopping, because it's more than just a spa. Spend your money wisely and get a gift card. You can't screw that up. BoardwalkSpa.com, 260-7726.
The Jewelry and Coin Exchange Total Liquidation Sale will only last until the end of December, when they close their doors forever. Now they're offering further reductions of up to 80% off their already low prices. Come into the Jewelry and Coin Exchange and see fine and fashion jewelry, diamonds, sterling silver, and so much more. You'll find a perfect gift at prices that cannot be beat. Wholesalers are welcome, so hurry into the Jewelry and Coin Exchange on South College Avenue in the IHOP Center. You will not be disappointed. Open extended hours Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 4.
6:14, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
For the rest of your sunny afternoon, we got sunshine out there. Sure. Temperatures about 52 degrees clear tonight.
Okay. Well, that went well. Because, I mean, I don't think we've got any of Sunday afternoon left. Okay, so here's what the National Weather Service says for us about starting today. And it is, it's going to be a pretty nice week, unseasonably warm temperatures, which will be kind of fun. Look for a high temperature today of 65 degrees. Low tonight, 37, about 67 tomorrow, then how about 70? And then on Thursday and Friday, middle 70s. Kind of cool, or kind of warmer. 20% chance of showers on Thursday night and 40% chance of showers on Friday. Right now, calm winds, 85% relative humidity. We got 33 degrees. And in sports, wait, now you can tell us.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's Monday. The aliens come in, they take over the radio station.
Having been where you're at right now,
yep.
I completely understand.
Punch all the wrong buttons, don't load up the weather, all that kind of stuff. All right. Anyway.
Johnny Football was in the running for the Heisman Trophy.
No, he wasn't.
He was there, and he was a finalist.
He was.
Therefore, he was in the running.
Just because he got 30 votes.
About.
Just saying.
Fighting Texas Aggie basketball. Both men's and women's were in action. The Cowboys and the Texans did something, but I wouldn't call it football. It was all yesterday, and we'll catch you up at about 6:52.
Cowboys snatching defeat from the jaws of victory.
Oh, 23 flipping points.
What are you going to say? Of course, but it's okay. Texans weren't within sniffing distance, so it didn't matter.
No, and by the way, Mac Brown is stepping down, too.
How can that be? Greatest coach in any sport at any time ever.
Well, he's going out while he's on top.
Oh, that's, of course.
In the Alamo Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Against Oregon. Yeah, that'll go well.
Oh, no, it won't.
New Jersey man who hung a dummy from his roof as an ode to Clark Griswold in the Christmas Vacation film. Said, received an unexpected visit from the police. Kevin Maurer dressed the dummy as Griswold, a character from the classic holiday movie, hung him from the roof above a toppled ladder. For weeks, neighbors applauded him for his originality, but then one night, he forgot to turn off the spotlight on the hanging mannequin before he went to bed. All the other Christmas lights were turned off at 11 o'clock. So when a passerby saw the dark house with the figure suspended from the garage, he thought it was a real person. Why would you stop to look? Police arrived at his house at 1 o'clock in the morning, and explanations were made. And wait, no, that's not right. Explanations were made, and that was it. Forgot it's the holiday season.
Fat, fat, fat. He's too fat, fat.
Had to plug this in, you know.
Fat, fat.
Giselle McKenzie.
He'll never get down, never get down. He's too fat for the chimney.
Even if he is a dummy hanging from above the garage.
So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in.
You've been waiting on that all weekend.
Well, I didn't know.
Please do something, Mommy. Without Santa
Remind
Claus.
Remind me where the angry fat part comes in.
I do. I like that part.
I don't see how I'll get
because there's no way that really this song could be played on the radio because we're playing it on the radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Department store that he'd have troubles by chimney. He's too fat for the chimney. So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in.
Wow.
I didn't mean to do that.
It's premature.
I know.
Never get down, never get down. He's too fat.
Fat
for the chimney.
That one, yeah.
He's too fat.
Fat
for the chimney. So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in.
Never get down.
There's no room for his tummy.
Chubbies,
do something, Mommy. Without Santa Claus, oh, how can Christmas begin?
There you go.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah, that's it.
It's going to be a good morning meeting.
Except for Santa who's stuck in the chimney.
Except for that.
We got a lot of information. The perfect situation. We're going to have a good time. And whether you drove down the street just to get here.
I like it. It makes me laugh every time.
You're going to find
it's just a nice picture.
This time with us.
Stuck in the chimney.
My mom, Georgia, was born in 1923. She knew hard times. Dad flew B-24s in World War II. She worked and saved so they could start a family. She was a strong Texas woman.
Jerry Patterson, retired Marine, Vietnam veteran.
Well, I'm pretty sure that she suspected that I was going to go to Vietnam. She was there when I was commissioned to join the Marine Corps, but she never said anything about it. She was a proud mom.
Jerry Patterson, land commissioner, former state senator, and author of the Texas Concealed Handgun Law.
My mom taught me to tell the truth, have no fear, and never back down from a fight, and to always treat everyone with respect. I'm Jerry Patterson. I'm running for lieutenant governor because those traits in public office will serve Texas well.
Jerry Patterson, Republican for lieutenant governor.
At the end of the day, win or lose, I want to be able to look back and say one thing, that I made my mom proud.
Learn more at votepatterson.com.
News Talk.
Paid for by the Patterson campaign.
Yeah, we got to do that. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:20, and it's the 16th of September. And here is a day that
December.
Everybody should be. That's what I meant. Here's a day that everybody should be pleased with. It's National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
Hey now,
awesome.
Anything. I mean, so why not? You know, push the envelope.
Funyuns.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe it doesn't work for everything.
Oh.
Well, no, enough chocolate it might. All right.
Oh, no.
And it's Boston Tea Party Day.
Oh, cool.
This is when that happened. Actually, you know, I think they went back and found out that there's only like 4 feet of water in the
harbor.
Yeah, so they kind of, you know, just
funk.
Yeah, didn't quite work. Like, it didn't work the way that Johnny Tremaine told us in the Walt Disney movie, because that's how we all learned history. All right, so for birthdays we got...
Benjamin Bratt is 50 years old, one of your all-time favorites of all time ever. Flo Rida is 34 today.
Yeah.
Michael McCreary is 42. He was in Boys to Men. Peter Dante is 45. He was in The Waterboy as the quarterback. Miranda Otto, 46, from the Lord of the Rings trilogy. William the Refrigerator Perry.
Oh, my.
Still alive.
Gosh.
And 51.
Okay.
John Tenney is 52 from The Closer. Billy Gibbons. ZZ Top.
Houston, Texas.
64 years old today.
All right.
Benny Anderson from ABBA shares the same birthday.
Yeah.
67. Steven Bochco is 70. He talk about a working guy.
Yeah.
Hill Street Blues, L.A. Law, NYPD, Doogie Howser, and Cop Rock.
Yeah, that last one didn't work.
No, it didn't. But everything else sure did.
Okay. Yeah.
He's 70, and Leslie Stahl is 72.
Oh, there you go. Is she still living in Grand Central Station? I mean, every time you see her, she's got those knobby knees sitting there.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
National Institutes for Health is spending over, get this, $224,000. Why? To study how to introduce healthy child menus in an effort to alter the ordering habits of kids when they go to a restaurant. Yes, your government, big government, spending more of your money. Research project awarded to San Diego State University, attempting a restaurant-based intervention for your kids to help child obesity. School's been given $224,250 for an exploratory intervention study. Project will first observe children's menu ordering and consumption behavior in 12 restaurants, followed by the restaurant-based intervention. What do they do about fat adults like me that like quarter pounders with cheese? What are you going to do there? You take my quarter pounder with cheese, that's like declaring war in Hannity's world.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Is considering a big move. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We could be hearing about a proposal for a big merger in the telecommunications industry. The Wall Street Journal says Sprint may make an offer for T-Mobile in the first half of next year. If a bid is made and accepted and regulators go along, three big companies would dominate the nation's wireless market. A new survey won't do a lot to ease retailers' worries about the holiday shopping season. Nearly 4 out of 10 people polled by Bankrate.com expect to spend less than they did last year. Only 14% anticipate spending more. Consumers planning to cut their spending outnumber those who expect to spend more in every age and income group. BlackBerry is scheduled to release quarterly results on Friday. Analysts expect the smartphone maker to report that almost every key metric has worsened. The focus will be on BlackBerry's interim CEO John Chen, brought in to turn the company around. Stock market futures are pointing higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be
day.
A football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Christmas time is here. Come get your freshly cut Christmas trees now from the Farm Patch under the big red and white tent on University Drive. Noble and Fraser firs, white and Scotch pines, with or without the stands, traditional green or snowy phlox. The Farm Patch has the perfect Christmas tree for you. Fresh garland, wreaths, and poinsettias, as well as holiday metal art for your yard decorations. Look for the big red and white tent on University Drive, and Merry Christmas from the Farm Patch.
Good morning, it's 626, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, the weather's not going to help you with the holiday spirit because, with the Christmas spirit, because it's not going to be like that today. 65 for a high temperature today, and we'll probably increase it another 10 degrees before the end of the week. No chance of showers till we get toward the end of the week. Our lows each night, about 37 tonight. around 40 for tomorrow night, about 55 for on Wednesday night. And get this, Thursday night, the low is going to be 61 because it's going to be bookended by high temperatures around 75 or so. So there you are. If you need to get some stuff done outside, see, now's your chance. Right now we've got winds out of the south at 3 miles an hour, 85% relative humidity, fair skies, a little chilly out there right now at 33.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Whether or not you lose your memory when you get older depends in part on how much you use your memory when you're younger. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-210-6779. That's 800-210-6779. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
You might think that working to keep your brain sharp is something just old people have to worry about. However, there is something called your neurocognitive reserve.
The more you exercise your brain in the beginning of your life, the slower it's going to decline later.
Dr. Sandeep Gruel, author of the book Dementia Express, says there is real concern that young people don't have to use their brain power as much today as they used to, and that may come with a big price tag later.
Before, we had to use our memory to store phone numbers, names, and whatnot. And now with GPS and, you know, smartphones, we don't have to remember anything. Now, our brain is designed in a way that it will not do anything it does not have to do. So that is the time we actually have to force our brain to remember things or try to experiment with new things to keep it active.
A healthy lifestyle is important to your brain function. Diet, exercise, all matter. And,
for example, quit smoking. Smoking increases your chances of dementia almost 50% more.
Dr. Gruel says you continually have to challenge your brain.
When the experimentation power of our brain diminishes, when we are getting more and more scared to come out of our comfort zone and try something new or do something new or socialize, that's the time that your brain is actually conserving its energy and it's losing steam.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
When you want to make a big impression on a small budget, look no further than the selection at Varsity Used on Highway 21 in Bryan. Surprise a loved one with a quality pre-owned car, truck, or SUV that won't break the bank. And with new inventory every day, there's sure to be something for everyone. Don't wait until the last minute. Browse our full lot today at Varsity Ford on Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-3408.
Basketball fans, Holiday Hoops is back. Every Texas A&M men's and women's home game between December 4th and January 8th will have reduced general admission prices as part of Holiday Hoops presented by the Texas A&M Physician Center. Come see the Aggie men for $5 and the Aggie women for $4. We hope to see you and your family at Reed Arena this holiday season.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the highest level trauma center in the region. We're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A man is in the hospital with multiple stab wounds from an argument outside an apartment complex Friday morning before dawn. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says at least two men fled the scene on foot and were later found and interviewed for their side of the story, but no one has been arrested yet.
They were incapacitated in injuries, some pretty significant injuries, but nothing believed to be life-threatening. It is believed that that there is at least some degree of acquaintance, the level of which the relationship is part of the ongoing investigation.
Flieger says the stabbing, which began as a verbal argument, took place outside an apartment complex near the intersection of Welsh and Southwest Parkway. Two men are in the hospital after a shooting in Bryan Saturday night. Police report this was in a neighborhood near the junction of La Brisa and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Investigators say a fight between two groups who were involved in an ongoing dispute led to one man pulling out a gun and firing multiple shots. The victim's injuries are serious but not considered life-threatening. The gunman escaped the scene with a woman in a dark-colored Mitsubishi Gallant. Over the weekend, two branches of a failed bank in the Woodlands became branch locations of a College Station-based bank. Federal regulators announced closing Texas Community Bank. The FDIC says Spirit of Texas Bank agreed to assume all of TCB's deposits and about $150 million of the failed bank's assets. TCB's closure is expected to cost the Federal Deposit Insurance Fund almost $11 million. This is the second FDIC-insured institution to fail in Texas this year. The College Station City Council has started talking about changing how it regulates rental housing. The council authorized the Planning and Development Office to conduct a survey among property owners and other city departments about the current registration process. Carl Mooney was intrigued about the idea of requiring permits for rental homes and how to pay for it.
Permit process, that suggests, just like with any business, you're going to have inspections. You're going to have a requirement that the permit be posted somewhere on the premises. There might be a fire marshal involved. There might be some type of building inspection. There might be some type of code enforcement that looks at how many parking spaces do you have for the number of people that you're renting.
The council will resume deliberations next month during a strategic retreat. Until a new president is hired at A&M, someone on campus will serve as interim. The Board of Regents appointed Dean of the Agriculture School and System Vice Chancellor Mark Hussey. Jim Schwertner of Austin, who made the motion, noted Hussey was a member of the search committees that selected departing President Bowen Lofton and Dean of Engineering Catherine Banks.
Dr. Hussey is well respected in the academic community. And one other thing I'd like to say, in the ag community, I've received over 200 phone calls from the state of Texas ag leaders in support of Dr. Hussey this week.
Regent Tony Busby of Houston said support for Hussey also came from a number of academic organizations.
We've heard from the distinguished professors. We've heard from the Faculty Senate Executive Committee. We've heard from the Council for Principal Investigators. We've heard from the Texas Coalition for Excellence in Higher Education.
Governor Perry, an Aggie graduate, had thrown his support behind another system vice chancellor who did not come from the classroom. Hussey's not a candidate for the presidency on a permanent basis. Nothing was said about the status of the search process or who will take over for Hussey when he begins his new role January 14th. The Counseling Center at Sam Houston State University is open today for those affected by a crash early Saturday morning that killed three students and hospitalized a fourth. Authorities suspect speeding was a factor in the one-car wreck just before 5 a.m. Saturday. The car was found resting against one of the university buildings. Students from San Juan, Brownsville, and Houston were killed. The fourth student from the Woodlands was taken to St. Joseph's in Bryan, where he was last listed in good condition. The main routes in and out of the Sam Houston campus were closed for about 4 hours, but were open in time to take care of traffic for graduation day and ACT testing. The Bryan Fire Department has tips to help you keep your home safe during the holidays. William Bells of the Bryan Fire Department stresses the importance of reading instructions and obeying them when you're putting up Christmas lights.
The people that put this stuff together, they put some really important things in there, like how many maximum to string together before you set up a different string so that you don't overheat it and start a fire. Just make sure and don't overload your circuits. Spread out the decorations to different circuits in the house. We don't like to see a three-prong extension into another three-prong extension into another five-prong extension.
Right. Bell says there are several YouTube videos of Christmas tree fires that will surprise viewers with how quickly a living room can be destroyed, and he advises you to turn off your tree when sleeping or leaving home. And demolition is underway at West High School 8 months after the fertilizer plant explosion that claimed 15 lives. Assistant Superintendent Jan Hungate says it will be about 2 weeks before the site is cleared.
They are trying to take out the steel, the copper wiring, those kinds of things so that they can be reused and recycled. And so, in other words, there's not a wrecking ball that's coming in and taking down the whole building all at one time.
In its place, a new high school will be built along with a new combined middle and intermediate school, all of which should open in 2015. The West Long-Term Recovery Center continues to serve victims, and you can read their latest update online at WTAW.com. Among the statistics, volunteer labor to demolish and haul off destroyed properties has saved residents more than $1.2 million. Also, contributions to meet unmet needs of victims has topped $400,000. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 38 degrees. Let's look at the news. It's brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Emily Sabian. At first, I thought I just had a sore throat, but it didn't go away. I was diagnosed with cancer. St. Joseph helped me make the best of my chemotherapy treatments. And best of all, I am now in remission and back to watching my son play football. St. Joseph gave me something to cheer about.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5 foot pasture shredder and a 5 foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
If you're looking to do something truly unusual for this Christmas, well, how about cable? Yeah, I know that sounds weird, but just think about it. Everybody in the house is going to love this gift, especially if you do a little upgrading. And if you bundle it all together, you're going to save yourself some money. With Suddenlink, you get free access to Suddenlink to Go, live local customer service that'll keep you online all the time. They're right there on 29th Street. You can stop into the store and ask them questions. Suddenlink's 30-day We Promise money-back guarantee, and the Suddenlink Total Home is ready to connect your family like never before, including TiVo Anyroom. You can watch it anywhere you want. DVR, TiVo Stream, free HD, Wi-Fi at home, unlimited U.S. long distance, and safeguards, and so, so much more. To find out how you can get locked into all this coolness and save a little bundle of joy when you bundle together with Suddenlink, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call 1-800-915-1866. Again, 1-800-915-1866. Think of the money you'll save when you get the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, and home phone for just $30 a month per service when you bundle. Go to their website, suddenlink.com, and check it out.
Basketball fans, Holiday Hoops is back. Every Texas A&M men's and women's home game between December 4th and January 8th will have reduced general admission prices as part of Holiday Hoops, presented by the Texas A&M Physician Center. Come see the Aggie men for $5 and the Aggie women for $4. We hope to see you and your family at Reed Arena this holiday season.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. It's a great resource. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email him at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Good morning. It's 641. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure is moving off to our east. That should result in warmer temperatures for us today. We'll see sunshine with highs near 65 after a cool start. Clear tonight, cool 35 to 40. Sunshine and milder tomorrow. Highs will be 65 to 70. For tomorrow night, clear. We'll get down to about 40 degrees. We'll have sunny weather during the day on Wednesday, and highs will be 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thought we moved the ball well, got some good opportunities to score, was pleased with our effort offensively.
They did pretty well, actually, against McNeese State. That's Billy Kennedy, the head coach for A&M basketball. Plus, we've got updates in the NFL for the Cowboys, the Texans, women's basketball, and the Heisman Trophy, all with sports in about 10 minutes, give or take.
Way to go, Cowboys. Way to go,
Cowboys. You just hush it. You just hush it.
Special Christmas present just for me. Because I heard, you know, the updates on CBS Sports yesterday, and it looked like the Cowboys were... We're going to win, but that's the way it goes. Anyway, Scott Walker, he's the GOP governor there from Wisconsin, has a message for Republicans in Congress who are not happy about the recently passed compromise House budget bill. He said, for those of us who believe the federal government is too big, too intrusive, too involved in our lives, who among us doesn't? What that deal really tells us is that if we want a budget deal we can wrap our arms around, we're going to have to win the elections in 2014. Well, all right, Governor Walker, we'll see how that all works out. Rush update today has to do with some senators who are kind of on that election fence right now. Know that people are actually watching them, maybe voting their conscience.
Like
for a
hawk.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see how all that goes. For his part, of course, Paul Ryan patting himself on the back yesterday on Fox News Sunday, talking about how well everything went.
Yes.
Yeah. Never mind that, you know, they're going to cut benefits to veterans and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it went just fine, so we'll see. Newt Poo Gingrich called this month's bipartisan budget agreement brilliant politics because it allows Republicans to keep the heat on Obamacare heading into the next midterm elections. He said it doesn't get them, the Republicans, what they want on policy terms, but it does strip away the danger that people were feeling about anything other than Obamacare. In other words, we're not going to shut the government down. People don't have to worry about that. So now you can focus on continuing to attack Obamacare. And again,
as much as I hate to admit it, I think that may be absolutely true.
Let Obamacare happen. How many people are going to go, what? Oh, but I used to be, you know, and enough of that and people. And then I guess we found out over the weekend that they're also debiting people's accounts about 3 weeks early. That's always good in December.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well,
really?
It's just a little government snafu. Yeah, they meant to, supposed to take the money on the 24th, and they took it on the 2nd. So, sorry, our bad. We didn't mean to.
Trying to get a little extra for Christmas,
well,
huh?
Well, something like that. But, you know, and I'm certain that there are people who probably were anticipating having that money to be able to use for that. So, U.S. government is considering offering Edward Snowden amnesty if he agrees to return all the documents he took. Wow.
Yeah, right.
I mean, yeah.
Sounds like a trap.
Well, the government going, yeah, it really, if you'll just kind of give it back, we'll I'll forget all about it. Yeah.
No, I don't trust it.
So we'll see how that works. So let's see, moving on. You know, again, by having the interim president chosen that was actually John Sharp's choice rather than Rick Perry's, that kind of puts Texas A&M there in the light today on the Texas news level. Had been UT, because Bill Powers got his vote of confidence from the Board of Regents, that despite the way that the governor feels about him. And
yeah, there's no love lost there
at all.
No,
there's not. And then they go with John Sharp's choice. And, you know, I don't know if we can hear a lame duck quacking in the background or what, but it is a couple of things that probably a few years ago wouldn't have happened. Things would have gone the governor's way, my thought is. Now, right now during the off season, when the members of the House and the Senate aren't meeting in Austin, there's still plenty of stuff going on because this is when they name people to panels and things like that. And so one of the organizations that they're trying to seat people on is the State Ethics Panel, okay? Those people who would oversee the potential wrongdoings or alleged wrongdoings of other people who hold office. And so you need somebody who kind of knows the ropes, right? I mean, somebody
sure.
who would understand state ethics and that sort of thing. And so I think they've come up with rather an interesting choice. That would be Craig Washington. He was a state lawmaker and a three-term congressman. But also he was the target of an IRS case, and also he has an assault charge in his background. So I'm thinking that's the perfect guy for an ethics panelist, don't you?
Why not? We put somebody that had made mistakes with the IRS in charge of the IRS.
That's right. So it just seems like he would fit in. Who better?
Sure.
Who would know better than Craig Washington how to actually get that system beaten?
Absolutely.
And taken care of? Well, in Iowa, the Iowans have spoke about who they want to see in the Republican race in 2016.
And what are the Iowegians thinking?
Well, actually, number one is Paul Ryan, okay, as far as most popular. Number two is Mike Huckabee. Number three is Rick Santorum.
Huckabee?
Yeah. Yeah, you like that. He has a very or mostly favorable rating of 66%.
It's because he hadn't done anything but a TV show.
Well, that's right. And, you know, they like him.
He says some good stuff.
And he's filled out a little bit again, you know.
Yeah.
So they like that. And then there's Rick Santorum in at number three. Number four would be the governor of the state of Texas, you know, wearing glasses now.
The governor?
Rick Perry in at 55%. And then 51% of those people think Chris Christie in a favorable light. They like him, so... There you go. But number one, far and away, at 73% most favorable, is Paul Ryan right now.
So, interesting.
Yeah, that's what the Iowans think. And again, it's just Iowa. So I guess if you want to run for president of Iowa, he's in pretty good shape for that. And, you know, we had a story this morning about how they're going to tear the school down in West. Dallas Morning News, if you care to read about that, kind of an interesting piece over the weekend, really a pretty extensive piece about how it could happen again, that here we are 8 months after the fertilizer plant explosion. No safety changes have really resulted from a major standpoint, and legislation really hasn't moved forward, and the lawsuits remain up in the air. So about three different staff writers writing a pretty interesting and maybe bothersome story about how things haven't changed even after this long in West. All right, 6:48.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's a Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No, pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami. Tender pepper-crusted beef. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles, or try the Big Philly Cheesesteak. Both part of the Big Cheese Duo. Hurry in. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Our houses probably aren't going to crumble around us, but their foundations have certainly faced their share of challenges recently. So what can a gardener do to preserve the concrete stability without sacrificing good landscaping? Trees get a lot more blame than they ought to, specifically tree roots. However, before I step out of that fragile limb and go too far, let me admit that I'm no structural engineer. It would seem, however, at least to this one plant man, very unlikely that the roots of a tree whose trunk is 25 or 30 feet from a concrete slab would ever be able to do any damage to the slab. Slab wins every time. The truth about tree roots, the rest of the truth, right after this important message. It's going to be the most comprehensive book I've ever written. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This completely new book will combine the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. And we're going to print it where a book called Lone Star Gardening ought to be printed, right here in Texas. The special pre-order price of just $24.95 will be the lowest price we will ever offer. Or we have a better deal for you. Save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. Total price, just $36.90. It's been 22 years since I published my last book on Texas gardening. A lot has changed. I think this will become the new go-to reference book on everything related to landscaping and gardening in the Lone Star State. The book will be released on or before March 1. It'll be available only from my office and from my website, neilsperry.com, not in stores. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. There are repair companies, foundation repair companies out there that would have you making all kinds of heroic corrections, from cutting all of the roots on that side of a given tree to taking the tree down entirely. Some even scare clients into taking out all shrubs that grow near the house. That's when you have foundation problems. Whether the roots of those plants are involved in foundation troubles in any way or not, one has to admit the nature of our native soils in much of Texas is the bigger beast in the battle. Many Texas clays get fat when it rains, and they develop big cracks when they're dry. If you live on a sandy soil, maybe you don't know what we're talking about, but it can be really bad. You can turn an ankle or lose a golf ball or both in the same swing in those cracks. Give that soil a 4-inch rain, you'll never see signs of the cracks. All the while, it's like a mini seismic event for your foundation. So back to the question, what's a gardener to do? Well, first, don't sweat the small shrubs. Lay a soaker hose behind them and let it do the sweating for you. It will replenish any water they might suck out from under your foundation. Truth is, that same remedy will also compensate for larger shrubs, too. If you have shade trees with large surface roots, and if those shade trees' trunks are within 10 or 15 feet of the house, you might, I repeat, might, make a case for cutting one or two of the most likely problem roots. This is a good time to do that. Fall is even better, but get it done soon if that's what you're going to do. But I'd let an arborist weigh in on it. Carrying that one step farther, if you have a known problem with a tree's roots cracking any type of concrete surface, whether it's your foundation, a walk, a drive, or curb, you can trench on that side of the tree as far from the trunk as possible to a depth of 15 or 18 inches. Install a heavy root barrier available from many nurseries and landscape contractors. You can also use segments of corrugated fiberglass cut and installed vertically within the trench that you dig. That'll keep the roots in place. It's like a wall of a pot. Simply keeping the soil moist is the most important step you can take toward protecting concrete from landscaping plants. It can work. I'm Neil Sperry. Prepare your garden soil soon. It's that time. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. Johnny Football came up just short on being only the second player ever to win two Heisman trophies. Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston became just the second freshman and the youngest player ever to win the nation's top honor.
I'm thinking, where do I go and who hands do I shake first and what I'm supposed to do? Because I did not know what I was supposed to do. I was so overwhelmed by everything. I was about to pull out my speech soon as I went up there, but I was like, I got to shake people's hands. And I was trying to remember the past Heisman's, what they did, and it's everything was going through my mind.
Jameis ran away with the balloting, earning 2,000-plus points. Alabama quarterback A.J. McCarron was second. Johnny Manziel ended up finishing fifth. Fighting Texas Aggie basketball had 10 days off, and Jamal Jones came back off the rest with 16 points to lead three in double figures as A&M defeated McNeese State 73-60. Jones scored 10 points in the first half. He made back-to-back three-pointers just before the half to help A&M, who's now 8-2, build a 44-31 halftime lead. Here's Coach Kennedy after the victory.
Thought we moved the ball well, got some good opportunities to score, was pleased with our effort offensively. Thought defensively we gambled sometimes, and you know, we just didn't complete plays on the defensive end, and McNeese shot the ball well. Something they haven't been doing. They shot the ball well.
Ladies, however, didn't fare as well. Number 24, Texas A&M, battled with number 12, Penn State, and couldn't quite come away with the win, falling 66-58 to the Lady Lions. Courtney Walker led all Aggies in scoring with 20 points. And after all the rhubarb and rumors and hubbub and hullabaloo, it is official. Mac Brown is stepping down as the head football coach of the Texas Longhorns. Brown spent 16 seasons as the head man in Austin.
I was really back and forth all week because I sincerely want what's best for the University of Texas. There's just too many distractions. There's too many negatives out there, and the players and the assistant coaches shouldn't be having to deal with negatives about me.
Brown will coach the team again against the 10th-ranked Oregon team at the Valero Alamo Bowl, which is set for December the 30th. Now, one of the hottest names thrown out to be Brown's replacement was Nick Saban of Alabama, but the rumors were squashed when Saban signed a multi-year deal to stay as the head coach of the Crimson Tide.
Give it to Lacey, leaps the middle of the line to the end zone.
Yes, they did. Matt Flynn threw for four touchdown passes in the second half. Eddie Lacy had that game-winning touchdown plunge from 1 yard out. The Packers matched the biggest comeback in franchise history, rallying from 23 points down at halftime to beat the Cowboys 37-36. Tony Romo had two interceptions in the final 3 minutes. Philadelphia still leads the NFC East by one game over Dallas after the Eagles and the Cowboys both lost.
Houston crowds the line of scrimmage. Shovel pass to Trent Richardson. Touchdown!
That TD was one of Andrew Luck's two, and Robert Mathis broke the Colts' single-season career sack record by forcing a second-half safety to lead Indianapolis past the reeling Houston Texans 25-3. That is loss number 12 in a row for the Texans. And finally, we'll wrap it up in the NBA. Rudy Gay scored 26 points to lead the Sacramento Kings past the Houston Rockets last night, 106-91. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
The guide to better living in the Brazos Valley is the Brazos Life Annual Manual. This magazine features the who's who, what's what, and where's where in the Brazos Valley. From who to call when the electricity goes out, to where to go for an electric night on the town. The Brazos Life Annual Manual is packed with everything to see and do in the Brazos Valley. To advertise your business in the Brazos Life Annual Manual, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com. The crew at Pete's Auto Care wants to thank their customers and friends for making this a great year. Pete is grateful for your continued patronage and pledges to continue their high standard of service in 2014. Whether it's having your car winterized or getting an oil change, the guys at Pete's Auto Care treat you like you're the most important customer they have. Merry Christmas from Pete and all the guys at Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan.
Imagine this, surgery that results in a single scar hidden in the belly button. Less pain and, for many patients, less time away from family, friends, and life. It's real with single-incision robot-assisted surgery, and it's available close by at College Station Medical Center. Our surgeons are trained in a variety of robot-assisted procedures, and they're ready to help you experience the benefits of this breakthrough technology. Learn more at csmedcenter.com/robotic surgery.
Make sure your car or truck is ready for the cold weather with a trip to SevCheck Service Center. Since 1972, SevCheck has been family-owned and operated and providing quality service for their customers. Remember, SevCheck is now open Saturdays from 7 to 4, and the gasoline island is open until 8 on Saturdays and until 9 during the week. Look for the bright red and yellow Shell sign at the corner of 2818 and Longmire. SevCheck Service Center, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hey, Santa, you got a new truck last year.
I sure did.
What about you, Mrs. Claus?
Oh, yes, it's my turn now. I would love a brand new truck from Team Navasota.
That's great, because all the 2013s must go.